bird note. Yellow-eyed juncos can be found shuffling through leaf litter in the southeast corner of Arizona and central Mexico, searching for tasty seeds from pines and oaks. And although these fire-eyed birds stay within the same general area year-round, they sometimes make a migration of sorts, not from north to south, but from the high mountains to the lowlands or the other way around. It's called altitudinal migration. In the warm summer months, some yellow-eyed juncos prefer to nest at higher elevations where their nests on the ground are less vulnerable to predators. But as winter approaches, the scarcity of food in the snowy peaks often pushes the juncos back down to the desert floor. This altitudinal migration is common for many bird species that live along mountain slopes. Another intriguing migrant, the American dipper, catches its meals by diving into the frigid streams of mountain ranges in the northwest. In colder seasons, when their watery cafeterias freeze solid, dippers migrate downslope and downstream, where flowing water continues to provide a bounty of tasty morsels. To learn more about the many quirky ways birds migrate, start at our website, birdnote.org. I'm Ariana Rimmel.
You're listening to CJSF 90.1 FM, your alternative to mainstream media. Broadcasting from Simon Fraser University at Burnaby Mountain, British Columbia.
And now, stay tuned for Tim and the Gang on Maximum Rock and Roll.
Mountain, where University and Rhone Street cross. Pushing a stroller, they're negotiating traffic in a town they built with four sidewalks.
And welcome back to another great episode of Maximum Rock and Roll. So glad you could join us this week. I am your host, Kerry Allen, and I'll be with you this week and this hour right here on Maximum Rock and Roll. And so glad to be doing another one. And typically I've done a lot of the Appalachian Showcase, which I'm going to showcase a lot of Appalachian bands on this week's show. But this is more broadly a Tennessee showcase. So we're going to play in a lot of Tennessee bands all throughout the state. And if I'm going to be honest, I'm a little bit biased. So I'm, going to stick to the eastern side of things for a lot of these bands, because that's where I am, and that's where a lot of these bands play, and I want to showcase those to the rest of the world. So a lot of the great bands here in Tennessee. And so yeah, we're going to get on right on to it. We're going to stay a little punk for this first block, and then we'll get into some indie stuff, and then some hardcore stuff, and a little bit of metal, and some original type sounds and stuff too. So yeah, let's get to it. Here's Quit Everything. Oh, and I do it every single week. The first band you just heard, the opener of this show, was Dullside and the song Four Sidewalks, and you heard plenty of references to Johnson City, Tennessee, which is where I'm from. So make sure you check out Dullside. Check out all these bands. So yeah, all these bands have pretty much all of them. 99% of them have band camps. So go support all these bands that we're going to showcase on this week's Maximum Rock and Roll. Let's not waste any time. Here's Quit Everything and the song's Only Bummer.
Your own grave.
is your first block of some East Tennessee punk rock. I think all those bands are from East Tennessee on that first block there. And that was Nerve Endings with Brat Poison. Before Nerve Endings was Shitty Half Pipe with Monkeys in a Bowl. And we started that block again with Quit Everything and Only Bummer. So we're just showcasing some Tennessee rock and roll on this week's Maximum Rock and Roll. And we're going to do it now with a little Tennessee indie, except for one. One band plays here so much, we're just going to throw them in anyways. But they're not from too far out of the state and just over the Virginia line. But yeah, we're going to do that now. Here is a Soft Launch with the song Operator. Let's go.
Fix this heart that broke in two. Why did you do? Why?